B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Kendra, what can we do for you on this lovely day?
Hey, I've been dating this guy, Eddie, for a while. We've gone on like 3 or 4 dates, and it's going real good. And all of a sudden, like, he's not calling me back, he's not texting, and like, I thought things were going pretty good. And I don't really understand what happened. The last time we hung out, I actually introduced him to my parents. Mm-hmm. Like, we went over to their house for dinner, my mom cooked, it was really good. Like, I thought, you know, he was into it. And now I just don't really understand what's happening.
So what happened at dinner with your parents? That's the question. Anything weird? Anything that you think might have made him be like, I think Kendra's kind of a piece of shit. I'm out.
I don't know, a piece of shit, but I mean, I guess this is kind of weird. He was drinking a martini and he actually like started choking on one of the olives. But my dad's actually an ENT and he helped him. And yeah. So I would have thought that would like actually bring us closer in a weird way, I guess. Like, it was weird, but I don't know.
I mean,
is there any way we can call him?
Yeah, we'll give him a call. I mean, I can't believe he choked on an olive from a martini. That's semi-hilarious.
It happens, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things like just sit there at the bottom of the glass or even like in the toothpick and they just kind of go wild.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen before.
Oh, God. All right, well, we'll give him a call next, all right? Hang on. All right, we just spoke to Kendra. She really is feeling this dude, Eddie, who's not getting back to her. Even though last time they hung out, it was at your parents' house, and your mother cooked dinner, you said?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Mom cooked dinner.
And at one point, he choked on an olive. Your dad saved his life. I'm going to go with he thinks your mom's food tasted like, I don't know, a butthole or something like that.
Oh, man, that better not be it.
Yeah, but not a good-tasting butthole.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
The kind that surprises you with a bad aftertaste.
Didn't know there was a plethora of butthole recipes, Ramiro.
There are a lot of butthole flavors, Melissa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Okay, so hang on. Stay quiet. We'll call him now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Eddie?
Yeah. Who's this?
Eddie, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I can explain. We got your phone. This is a completely good thing. There's nothing wrong with this phone call. Just let me explain. We got your phone number from a lady who likes you. She knows you. She called us up so we can tell you that she would like to go on a date with you. So basically what we're doing is we're offering you the date of your choosing. And when I say your choosing, literally, you can pick the place, wherever. You can pick the day, the time, all that stuff. We'll pay for everything, and we'll set it up for this young lady to show up.
No, I don't know, man. It sounds like do I have to pay anything?
No. It's completely
not a scam.
We'll pay for everything, and I'll tell you her name because you know her. So that way, you know, you won't go, oh, I'm going to go there, and it's going to be some girl that I'm not into or some crazy stalker chick.
All right, so who is it?
Okay, so the girl, her name is Kendra, and she said that you guys have hung out before.
Oh, dude. she's nice, but I don't think so, man.
No, I'm
not into it.
Is it, okay, so she was telling us the last time you guys hung out, it was dinner at her parents' house. Is it because her mother's cooking tastes like a bag of ass?
No, it was, like, pretty good, actually. I'm not feeling it. It was just kind of weird. Yeah, it's not my vibe.
Well, no, can you tell us why? She said that everything was cool. She said that her dad saved your life, by the way. She mentioned that part.
Yeah, dude. That's the thing. Like, okay, so I started choking, I guess, when I was drinking the martini.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I passed out on the ground, and when I opened my eyes, his mouth was on mine, and like I'm pretty sure I felt some tongue in there. He was really going at it.
Ew.
It was like, yeah, I don't know, man. It was just really super weird. Her dad's into me, I think.
What?
Okay, I can't.
Hold on. Eddie, Kendra's on the phone. Kendra, you're supposed to wait till we introduce you. So, Eddie thinks that your dad was making out with him when he was saving his life, apparently.
That's insane. Eddie, you're such an idiot.
I don't know, man.
Why was he making out? Your life, dude. What is wrong with you?
Wait, Eddie, when you say there was a lot of tongue... What exactly does that mean? I mean, when you do give someone mouth to mouth, you do have to kind of, you know.
Oh my God, grow up, Eddie.
Do you?
Wow.
I don't know. Honestly, I can't go out with someone who's down mouth me, man. I'm further with your dad than I have with you.
Wow.
So wait a minute, Eddie. You would rather die on our arms than have my dad help you out? Oh, dude.
Eddie, you don't know the answer?
No. I don't know, man. It was weird.
Yeah, it was. All right, so, I mean, do you not want to go out with her again?
No.
Yes, no.
No,
no wait, wait. So you don't want to go out with him again?
No. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. It all just got a little
okay.
weird.
Okay. Yeah, no. I'm good. I'm done.
All right. You know what, Kendra? Tell your dad thank you, but he's not my type.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, finding out your date's family secrets is, well, let's be honest, it never ends well. There are reasons they're secrets. And when you find them out by accident, that automatically pretty much guarantees you a one-way ticket to the second date update on the 10th, all right? Monday morning, 8:10, you're going to learn something, and you're going to laugh at somebody else's pain, because that's the best kind of laughter there is.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.